The most important change in this representation is that Naram-Sin is shown wearing the attributes of a god, and this is conveyed specifically by a horned helmet. Only the gods wore this type of helmet, and the tradition had been long-standing in use for over 1,000 years. In addition, his divinity is underscored by the fact that there are no other gods shown on the stele. And if you compare this to the stele of the vultures, which we discussed a few lectures ago, there, the god of the city, Ningirsu, went into battle on behalf of his city. So on one side of that stele, we saw the god, and he is collecting enemies in a battle net. So he is fighting. On the other side was the king, who led his army into battle. On Naram-Sin's stele, the gods are represented symbolically by little stars that were carved at the top of the stele. So this sign that we now know accompanied Naram-Sin's name is used in the visual arts to show that the gods are present, but they are not actively involved in the battle. Instead, it is the king himself, who is now divine and who now takes the battlefield on behalf of his city. Another divine, or at least a superhuman, feature of Naram-Sin is the way that his body is rendered. We've seen kings before, and they're somewhat block-like. They wear the long skirts, and their bodies are not shown in any especially specific way. Naram-Sin wears a different costume. He wears a short skirt that falls between his legs. This may have been a battle costume. He has one sleeve, but the other arm, his right arm, is bare. And the arm is shown in a very muscular and well-developed way. He's quite sexy, as one scholar has described Naram-Sin. This emphasis on his body underscores both his physical strength and also resembles the way that artists had typically shown gods or heroes. So kings are shown in one way in earlier art, but the gods and the heroes, such as Gilgamesh, wore this type of costume when they were engaged in combat, and they also had very specific renderings of their bodies. You recall that in the Epic of Gilgamesh, the poet reminded the audience frequently about how strong and how attractive and beautiful Gilgamesh was. There was this great emphasis on his physical perfection. And you can see that Naram-Sin would inspire the same admiration just by looking at the way he's shown on this victory stele. Certainly Naram-Sin, as represented on the stele in the Louvre, fulfills the title of King of the Four Corners of the World, and of a ruler who could be divine. It's hard to know how his subjects would have responded to the news that Naram-Sin had suddenly become a god, but given his success in battle, he could very well have seemed godlike. Remember that divinities in Mesopotamia drew their power from nature, and so they controlled the environment, and any environmental disaster was seen as the representation of the power of the gods. If a king comes to your city and destroys its walls or attacks the population and really changes your environment, he could seem much more godlike than we might imagine him to be. So keep that idea of Mesopotamian divinity, as well as the fact that the kings were chosen by the gods. They are already the closest humans to the gods. So this may not have seemed as great a leap in Mesopotamia as it does to us. One theory explains Naram-Sin's divination as an attempt for the Akkadian king to break down, or to at least divert, the strong identification with individual cities, their ruling elite, their gods, their temples, their history. And we can see that it would be a significant drawback to a regional state or empire if a scribe in Ur saw herself first as a citizen of Ur rather than a subject to the king of Akkad. By creating a new and successful cult to the king of the four corners of the world, Naram Sin would establish a common unifying theme throughout the lands that he governed. And this is a next step from what we saw Sargon do with his daughter in Hejuana by making her the priestess of Ur and other cults. He made sure that a member of his family was identified as a major religious leader in southern Mesopotamia. Now Naram Sin is taking the next step, using a new cult to try and unify this area.